Welcome to Workplace English Pod, a great way to improve your English on the go. Workplace English Pod is brought to you by Workplace English Training e-Platform, the Internet's largest business English resource for learners and teachers of business English. You can subscribe to Workplace English Training e-Platform at www.workplace-english-training.com and get access to podcast transcripts, study notes, interactive exercises, and thousands of additional resources in the training center. Telephoning, checking back and confirming. Talking on the telephone is a skill that you can develop by paying attention to the different things that you have to remember. Many times, you need to take down details like names, addresses, and telephone numbers. You should always repeat these details back to the caller and confirm with the caller that you have noted them correctly. This is especially important if you are speaking to someone for the first time. You should take down their name and contact details very carefully and confirm all the details with the caller before ending the call. Andy Wang has been asked by his boss, the training manager, to collect some information on language consultants offering in-company training courses. Andy then phones World Language Center after seeing the following advertisement in an English language learning magazine. Amy Nassar handles all phone inquiries for World Language Center. It's very important that she notes down the details of each inquiry very carefully. She has developed several techniques to ensure that she notes down the correct information. Let's listen now to their conversation.
World Language Center, Amy Nassar speaking. May I help you?
Hello. I'm phoning you about your business English courses. Would it be possible for you to send me some information on them?
Certainly. Are you interested in our in-company courses or our public courses?
I'm interested in your in-company training courses, particularly ones which focus on business writing skills.
Could I ask you how you found out about us? Did you see our advertisement in the newspaper?
No, actually, I saw your advertisement in the Language Key.
Are you a training officer?
Yes, I'm an assistant training officer.
Okay. We have a brochure giving full details of all our courses. It also includes a brief company profile and our client list. Could I just take down your details?
Certainly. My name's Andy Wang.
Is that Wang with an A or an I?
With an A.
And may I have your company name and address?
Yes, it's Xerox Limited.
How do you spell that?
Z-I-R-R-E-X.
Z-I-R-R-E-S.
No, E-X, as in Xerox.
Okay, that's E-X. And your address is?
24th floor, the Guggenheim Building, 3 Gashaus Street, Central.
Could you just repeat the building name for me?
The Guggenheim Building.
What is the spelling of Guggenheim?
G-U-G-G-E-N-H-E-I-M.
So that's G-U-G-G-E-N-H-E-I-M.
Yes, that's correct.
Let me repeat your address. 24th floor, the Guggenheim Building, 3 Gashaus Street, Central.
That's right.
Your name is Andy Wang, and your title is Assistant Training Officer.
That's correct.
May I have your contact telephone number, please?
It's 2847-9584.
2847-95...
2847-9584.
Okay, I've got it. 2847-9584.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Wang. We'll send the brochure to you in the next couple of days. Please do call us if you would like any further information.
Yes, I will. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
In this dialogue, we heard Amy and Andy using specific words and phrases to ask each other questions. Amy asks Andy to repeat many details, such as the spelling of his name and address, so that she can be sure that she has noted down these details correctly. Let's take a better look at how she does this. Andy's first question uses the phrase, "Would it be possible?" "Would it be possible?" is a polite way of asking someone to do something. Andy says,
"Hello. I'm phoning you about your business English courses. Would it be possible for you to send me some information on them?"
Let's look at a few more ways to use this phrase. Listen to the following sentences and repeat them after me. Would it be possible for you to send us a sample? Would it be possible for you to fax the quote to us today? Would it be possible for you to give us a demonstration? Amy then asks Andy to clarify what he wants to know, so that she can be sure that she is giving him the correct information. She asks,
"Certainly. Are you interested in our in-company courses or our public courses?"
Next, we see Amy using the phrase, "Could I ask?" "Could I ask?" is another polite phrase that you can use while asking for information. Let's listen now to a few more ways of using this phrase. Listen and repeat them after me. Could I ask where you're calling from? Could I ask how much you charge for a course? Could I ask how many students are in each class? Asking someone to repeat information is very important. Even if you think you have noted the details correctly, you should confirm the details with the caller just to be sure that you have taken them down correctly. Amy asks Andy to repeat certain types of information. She says,
"Could you just repeat the building name for me?"
Let's look at a few more ways to use the phrase, "Could you repeat?" Listen to and repeat these sentences. Could you just repeat that address for me? Could you repeat your telephone number, please? Could you repeat that more slowly, please? Amy then asks Andy to spell a word and repeats the spelling herself to make sure that she has got it correctly. Let's hear that once more.
What is the spelling of Guggenheim?
G-U-G-G-E-N-H-E-I-M.
So that's G-U-G-G-E-N-H-E-I-M.
Yes, that's correct.
Let me repeat your address. 24th floor, the Guggenheim Building, 3 Gashouse Street, Central.
Amy also begins questions with the polite phrase, "May I have?" She says,
"May I have your contact telephone number, please?"
You can use "may I have" to make a question sound more polite. Listen carefully to the following questions and practice repeating them. May I have your address, please? May I have your order number, please? May I place you on hold? At the end of the conversation, Amy confirms that she will send Andy the brochure. She also asks him to be sure to call back if he needs any more information. She says,
"Please do call us if you would like any further information."
This is a good way to end a call with a caller who has been asking for information. You will now listen to a conversation between Jimmy Chung, a customer service representative at Express Web Solutions, and Liz Yang, a client who wants to renew her company subscription. Listen carefully to the way in which Jimmy asks for details and confirms them. Express Web Solutions, Jimmy Chung speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Elizabeth Yang from Kowloon Travels and Tours. I'm calling about renewing our website subscription.
When is your renewal due, Ms. Yang?
The end of March.
May I have your customer identification number, please?
Yes, it's 99933 81.
993381. Got it. Thanks. Would you like to renew your subscription package for 1 year?
Yes, that's right.
Thanks. That will be $2,321. Would you like to make your subscription payment by credit card, check, or bank draft?
Credit card, please. You already have the details. We use the same card every time.
Well, I'm afraid we don't save sensitive information on our records. Could you give me the card details again, please?
Certainly. The card number is 4193-2234-6711-0987.
Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. 4193-2234-6711-0987.
4193-2234-6711-0987. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Is that a Visa card?
No, it's a MasterCard.
Thanks. Could you also confirm your website's URL, please?
It's www.kowloontravels.com.
That's K-O-W-L-O-O-N, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Ms. Yang. Your subscription has now been renewed up to March 2010.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Actually, yes, there is. We've been having a glitch on the product descriptions page.
I'm sorry to hear that. Could you tell me exactly what the problem is?
Well, the image for each product is supposed to link to the order form, but not all the links are working.
I'll have someone check that and get back to you right away, Ms. Yang.
That would be great, thanks.
Thanks for calling and have a great day.
Thanks, goodbye.
Goodbye. Note that Jimmy gives some important details while answering the phone. He gives his company name and his own name, and he also asks, "How may I help you?" This lets the caller know that they have reached the right number and that he is there to help them with their query. Liz then tells Jimmy why she is calling. She uses the words, "I'm calling about." Let's listen to that again.
I'm calling about renewing our website subscription.
You can use phrases like, "I'm calling about," and "I need some information on," to tell the other person why you are calling. Let's practice a few sentences using these sentence structures. I'm calling about purchasing an extended warranty for my computer. I'm calling about the order we placed with you last month. I'm calling about my savings account with your bank. I need some information on your products and services. I need some information on a course I'd like to attend. I need some information on your new range of exercise machines. Jimmy uses the phrase, "Would you like to check what kind of subscription Liz wants. Let's listen again to how he asks this question. He says, "Would you like to renew your subscription package for 1 year?" It's much more polite to say, "Would you like," than "Do you want?" Let's practice asking for details using the phrase, "Would you like to?" Listen to these questions and repeat them after me. Would you like to know more about this product? Would you like to call back later with the details? Would you like to receive these details by email, fax, or post? You can use the phrase, "I'm afraid," if the caller asks for something you cannot do, or if they ask a question you can't answer right away. Here's how Jimmy uses the phrase. He says, "Well, I'm afraid we don't save sensitive information on our records." Listen to these sentences that use the phrase, "I'm afraid," and repeat them after me. I'm afraid I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm afraid we don't make that model anymore. I'm afraid that offer has now expired. Jimmy also asks questions beginning with the phrase, "Could you?"
We use could you when we want to make a polite request. It's more polite to use could you than can you or will you. Let's listen again to how Jimmy does that.
Could you give me the card details again, please?
Could you repeat that, please?
Could you confirm your website URL as well, please?
Let's practice speaking a few more sentences using the phrase could you. Note that it is polite to also add the word please at the beginning or end of the sentence.
Could you repeat that, please?
Could you please tell me your company's name? Could you please confirm your date of birth? Once the caller is satisfied, you should also confirm if they would like any other help. For example, Jimmy asks,
"Is there anything else I can help you with?"
Here are a few more questions you can ask using the phrase, "Is there anything else?" Now you repeat these sentences. Is there anything else you would like to know? Is there anything else I can clarify for you? Is there anything else you'd like me to help you with? Is there anything else I can do for you? While taking down details, always check and clarify information to be sure that you have noted it correctly. Use phrases beginning with may I, would you, and could you to make your questions sound more polite. The listening exercises with this lesson will give you more practice on how to check and confirm details in a polite and friendly way. You can subscribe online at www.workplace-english-training.com.